The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Broke.
Guys, move on.
It's not breaking news, dude.
I think it really sucks.
You know, go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
I can't even imagine a lot of information, so.
Great little flex,
shut up. You guys shut up.
Hey, will you shut up?
Hey, shut up. Why don't you take your butt out of here?
Yeah. Oh, no. Who do you believe?
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins. It's over your
head. What do you think?
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Right in the butt?
Spit on that thing.
Girl, you something else.
Boy's ass.
You piece of garbage.
Ow.
Are you out of your mind?
All right.
My man Tom's got that headset on. He's doing the Pac-2 game.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
He's doing the Cougs, doing the Beavs.
Good on him. I mean, you know.
I don't know. Whatever.
He's probably a piece of crap, but.
He's a man of God. What are you talking about? He's a man of faith.
Yeah.
I've always prided myself as being a man of faith.
Deserves a second chance, you know?
Yeah.
Those aren't my real views. That's the one I always love. I've never said that before, never would ever again. Just happened to the one time.
Yeah, those aren't my real views, even though that's what I said when I'm not on the air.
Something I thought I mentioned in private. Yeah. One time only.
Yes, because my real views are the ones I put on the air, not in private.
Yes, yes. Indeed.
When I'm in private, I'm really fake, but on the air.
Well, you know, if you knew what everyone's thoughts and deeds were.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
You
that.
Don't want to know.
No, you don't want to. That would be the downfall of society.
It would. Yeah. They made, what was that? They made a Mel Gibson movie called What Women Want, where Mel gets hit by like lightning or something.
Or
he falls
or a
in
a bus or something, doesn't
no, he? Falls, yeah, he falls into a. I think he falls into the bathtub with a hairdryer and he gets
yeah,
the electroshock. And then in some sort of weird Marvel X-Men sort of thing, you know.
But in a very fun rom-com-y sort of way.
Yes, then he can hear what all women think.
Yep, you can read their minds.
You read their minds. Mm. So therefore, he was the sexist pig that just slept with all these women and he was a misogynist. And then he learns what it's like to be a woman and, you know, he falls in love with Helen Hunt and, you know, everyone happily ever after, right? Well, they made a remake with that with, I forget who it was. It was like Tisha Henderson or something. They remade it where an executive woman has the same sort of accident and she gets to read the minds of what men think.
Oh yeah. Taraji P. Henson, 2019, okay. What Men Want.
You can't make that movie. Like you don't,
no.
If you had like the Starlink thing where the neurochip, where you put it in your brain and you could read other people's thoughts, that would be the downfall of society. You do not want to know. I don't think you want to know what's in your wife's mind. You imagine if you could read your wife's mind? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just think...
That's bad.
It's all bad, but I think the men is just 8 million times worse.
Yes. It would be horrific.
And I don't even think women know the half of it.
No, not even close. Not even close. If you're a woman listening to this program and you think to yourself, how bad could it be? I want you to look at your husband. I want you to look at your son. Your beautiful son that you think is the greatest thing on earth. And now picture what you think in your mind is the worst thing that he could be thinking about in that moment and then magnify it by 1,000. And that's probably what's in
his
mind.
Yeah, I don't even think you can think about what he's thinking about.
No.
You're not in that headspace.
No, you're not.
He is.
And you shouldn't be.
And it's bad.
Yes.
Trust us.
It's not. It's just, it's all bad. All bad. You don't want it. I don't. You ever have that where you're walking around and something pops into your mind and you're like, that's not, why am I even stop that?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Louis C.K. had a bit about this that in part got him canceled. He's like, all the things, he's like, yeah, when I ask a woman something, I'm thinking what she might think, but when she wants to know what I'm thinking, I can tell you what it's like, and it's X, Y, Z, and it is, yeah, it's not great.
No. Sometimes you're just walking around and something pops in your head. You're like, why is that in there? You're like offended by it. And you're like, that's my own brain. You're like, let's shove that into a deep, dark corner and never bring it up again.
Hey, coming up next, I've got a new pizza list. Hmm? You know, pizza's a big thing.
Well,
in America.
It is. Well, pizza's big everywhere, isn't
it?
Well,
it used to be. The olden days, it was like, New York's got the best pizza. Chicago's pretty good, and Detroit's, third. Okay, and that's it. Nobody else does any pizza anywhere any good at all.
Yeah.
Besides Pizza Hut.
No.
And then the buffet is delicious.
Pizza the Hut. Boy, I miss the Pizza Hut buffet.
But, I mean, if you really think about America's pizza game, it's come a long way in the last 25 years.
Oh, absolutely.
If you think about it.
I remember Domino's used to be like, when I was a kid, you got Domino's, it was like a big deal.
Well, when we were kids, you youngs out there, pay attention.
No.
You could get pizza, where I'm from, you could get Pizza Hut or Godfather's.
Yeah.
And that was it. Yeah. I don't even think we had Domino's until later.
It was a big
deal.
Seriously. It was a big deal when we went to like Shakey's or like Pietro's. You're like, whoa, we're kicking it up a notch tonight, people.
We had Pizza Hut and Round Table. The Round Table was the bougie one.
Round Table was the bougie pizza. But my dad didn't like to spring for Round Table. It was like, it's like $17 for a large. He's not popping for that.
And you had those or you had the local family spot, but you didn't really have anything artisanal or gourmet
We've gotten wild with the toppings. Yeah.
Though, you know what? The kids will never understand the beauty of going to Round Table and then playing some Double Dragon or Bad Dudes in the back room.
Any pizza arcade. Those things rule. Get a large pie with your friends. Those red checker tablecloths and the big drink cups, you know? Pinball machines.
Hey, Ma, can I get some quarters? My mom had a little change purse just full of quarters from when we went to, like, a Round Table pizza so that I could go waste them on two levels of Double Dragon because I sucked.
Well, anyway... we got to re-rank the cities. This list has a new number one.
Because we were number one.
A lot of people, on certain lists, we have been number one. We have great pizza, and a lot of the reason we're number one is because of the variety of styles of pizzas we have
here. We do have a nice variety.
We have a lot.
Like, if you ask me to name the best pizza, I honestly don't. I can give you I don't think I could name one.
I couldn't
There's
either.
Just so many good ones, and it really kind of
what your taste is, what kind of pizza do you
like? And what's the price point, right? Like, you know, a Pizza Shoals is the one that kind of pops into my head. Like, that is a really good pizza, but it's expensive, and it's a little bougie. I'll bet you there's some people out there.
That's not the bang for your buck play.
No. If I went to Johnny Six Pack, and I told him, you know, just blue collar guy, you know, people in my family. And I said, a Pizza Shoals is the best pizza. You got to get out of Vancouver, come into Portland, we'll take you to the best pizza spot. And I brought him to a Pizza Shoals and they had to pay for it. I was like, you got to pay for your own pie. I'm guessing that a lot of them would be like, what? I don't want to pay that. And what, can I just get like a pepperoni? And they wouldn't appreciate it.
Yeah. What do I need goat cheese for?
Yeah. So it really comes down to, like, what's your price point? How bougie are you looking? Do you want a Pizza Shoals? Are you going to Shaker? Or do you want something more like Hot Lips? Or, you know, like there's a lot of different variety that you can go with. But the variety is key. We got a lot of good pizza.
So who is the new number one? And where does Portland rank next on the Fan? Okay, now to the shocking results of a new pizza ranking.
Did you see, by the way, Clockwork? I brought up a Pizza Shoals, and immediately we get a Pizza Shoals, a pizza sucks. Like,
it's just... Oh, it doesn't suck. Yeah. Come on.
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Someone did bring up a pizza that is climbing my rankings, and it's probably top three right now. Maybe heading for number one with a bullet is Ranch Pizza.
Ranch Pizza is outstanding.
Oh, I haven't been there.
It's so good. They do the brick style, like a Detroit.
Big square slices.
Oh, it's... It's so good.
Now, can I offer up what may be a controversial opinion?
Yeah, go for
about
it.
That. Like, why does it matter what shape it is?
It doesn't. It's just a thicker style. Like the.
Well, I know Detroit. I know that. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you have the same thickness, same crust.
Yeah.
Why does it?
Well, because they do it in the sheet pan, and then it gets crusty around the edges too, isn't the same as if you did it on the circular pan.
But I guess I guess that's no different than doing a deep like a pan pizza, but you just get more you know, more crust. Because the pan pizza has the big thick crust too, but it's in the it's in a traditional shape as opposed to the pan.
Well,
the,
Buckley's saying it, you get a better crust with the square.
I think that, well, the way they do it in the sheet pan is it's super crispy all the way around the side. And, you know, it's not, it's a different type of depth than like a deep dish.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if I go to Ranch Pizza, don't you dare try to give me a slice from the middle, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you want the corner.
You give me that corner slice every single time. You fight for those four corners. That is a quality.
There's also a lot more crust on it. So if you like the crust, I mean, it takes up a lot of, there's a lot of volume there.
Yeah. I'm a crust guy. So it's that's climbing my...
Well, you better have a good crust. If you don't have a good crust, you don't have a good pizza.
Well, but it's different. Like, if you got a New York style, like, you want, you know, do you like the floppy slice? Do you like something with a little more crisp?
Or even, like, the Italian, like, Napolitana style. Like, that's not a especially crust-forward pizza.
Well, again, pizza can be done a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it has to be crust-forward, but it has to be... The dough has to be cooked right. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's a difference between...
But that could be for any pizza, any style.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's more important to me.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Kind of.
Probably not.
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Yeah, I mean, like, you start getting people talking pizza. We've got a bunch of them coming in on the text
line.
Oh,
people are very passionate.
Well, and everyone's different.
Yeah.
There is not one that has been mentioned twice.
No. It's all over the place. And by the way, they're all good,
which
right?
is why we have great pizza here.
Yes. Like, there is... You can go from a Pizza Thief, Cat Pizza, Hot Lips, Bellagio's is good. I mean, God, there's a million. Tom's makes a really good pizza. There's a million good pizzas out there. Flying Pie.
Yeah, shout out Bellagio's, new sponsor of Ducks coverage here on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Bellagio's?
By the way,
an old classic.
I was driving home last night. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about, real quick, I'll get back to the pizza survey, I promise, mm-hmm. or the pizza list. Can we talk about how long the open is for the Ducks Roundtable show?
It's like 4 minutes.
That is the world's longest open.
I know they apologized for it the other day. So I was like, sorry.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people want to be a part of the Roundtable.
That's the thing. We got to include all the sponsors, man.
Well, okay. Do you write off the top?
Yes.
I don't make that imaging.
They want...
Who did that? Is that Swigart, isn't it?
I don't know, probably.
I'm Jason Swigart, and I love sponsors. It builds anticipation.
It does not. It drives me insane.
I don't know if it builds as much as it just goes.
It just keeps going. And then you tune out and like think about something else for a while and then it's like, oh, okay.
As the host, I sit there and I tune out and think and then they're like
and then you go back
on the
to
fan,
it,
I'm like, oh well, we're on.
And it's still going.
Lulls
like,
you to sleep.
It's a little bit like November rain. You're like, hey, is November rain over? Nope. Keeps going.
Here's the situation.
So this is from Mando Media, America's top pizza cities. Here's their methodology. Rating, which is the average rating for all the pizza places across online review sites. Excellence, from those reviews, what percentage of them were rated as excellent? Choice, the number of pizza places the city has to offer. And interest, which is the number of Google searches for pizza per 100,000 of population. Okay?
Okay.
They then ranked each of the cities and weighted it in the following way. Rating was weighed as 25 points. They felt that it represented the best metric to convey the overall quality of the pizza scene in a city. Excellence was weighted as 15 points. This helped show them which cities had a real pizza culture with the best quality pizzas.
Okay.
Choice was weighted as 5 points, whilst... It's important to have plenty of places to choose from. Their quality was deemed more important overall. And then interest was weighted as 10 points. This helped them confirm those cities that had a genuine interest and desire for more pizza. So those are their factors.
Okay.
The new number one in the United States. Hopefully you weren't listening earlier when I actually spilled the beans.
No, I did not.
Well, you were.
I know, but I'm trying to play along. Oh. I did hear
you were here. You even commented on it.
Hey, Seattle.
Seattle,
suck it, Seattle.
And dude, that you know that pisses people on the East Coast. Yeah.
Well, it pisses Portland off.
New York guy gets. We used to have the Jewish Rampage in here, Travis Demers, and anytime, even Mike Lynch, if you suggested that someone other than New York or Jersey had the best pizza, they would lose their S.
Oh, head coach? My God. What?
New York people are kind of morons.
They'd be right about bagels, not the pizza. Anyone else can do good pizza, too.
I just feel like New York people never get out of New York. Like, they think everything's so great in New York because New York has, I mean, it has everything. It has a lot of stuff.
And they
pay
so freaking much, they have to justify it to themselves. So, to live there, to be there, to
eat
there.
They don't go anywhere else.
No, there's a valid point to that.
They're just there. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's got to be.
Nothing else like it.
Nothing could be better. Dude, get out of your house. Travel. There are things better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that are like that. If you are in your little neck of the woods, you would assume that you're the best. And plus, New York pizza, there's a reputation there. New York has a reputation for being one of the great food cities in America.
See,
and they hear otherwise.
I think there's just a giant New York bias. There's a giant East Coast bias. Everybody thinks everything's so great in New York, and you hear that so much over time that you just start to say it and believe it.
Yeah.
Because it may be true about some things, but it's pretty much bullshit about a lot. Like, I'm from Salina. I don't think anything is the best.
Yeah, but there's the difference between being from Salina and being
from
New York
I know,
City.
But let's say Baltimore.
Well, they also have us outnumbered. There's 7 million people living there. And so the more of them that say it, the more that the rest of the country has to hear it and by virtue of belief.
I don't know. New York City is one of the best cities in the world, if not the best city. I'm not saying the city is overrated at all. That is a wonderful city, but my God.
Yeah. Well,
not everything there is the best.
We do this in general with everything. So, Chicago deep dish, New York floppy style, San Francisco Chinese food, right? Or, you know, barbecue, whether you're in Texas or whether you're in Memphis, Kansas City, whatever. The idea that if you don't live in Kansas City, that no one else knows how to make barbecue. If you're in New York, no one else knows how to make pizza. Yeah, they do. They do. You can get unbelievable deep dish pizza somewhere other than Chicago.
It'd be like saying some other state couldn't do a good burger,
exactly,
or something. Like it's
if I'm a Pequot's guy in Chicago. That's my favorite deep dish that I've ever had. But if whoever started that restaurant opened one in California, guess what? It would be really good pizza. Yeah. But there'd be people in Chicago that'd be like, nope,
not the same.
Can't have good deep dish in California.
Well, in New York, they say it's the water.
The water. Yeah, the water.
That is the thing with the bagels, too, specifically, isn't
it? That's
what
they say.
That's what they say. I don't know if that's true, but get over yourself.
Yes.
All right?
There are any decent-sized city that you go to, right? And I get it. If you go to Salina, Kansas, or like I'm from, you know, when I was in Anchorage, look, you're probably not finding the world's best cuisine in Anchorage, Alaska. Okay? That goes without saying. You find some really good seafood, but at least it's fresh. But if you are in a top 30 market in the United States, even top 40, my guess is that you are going to find a really, really high quality just about whatever food you're looking for. There just will be. You're telling me that from Seattle to San Francisco to Portland to New York to Houston, that those cities all don't have a really good authentic Chinese place, a really good pizza option, and a good Italian joint?
Or that, like, one person from those cultures couldn't possibly live there and figure it out?
Right.
Like, you know?
It's like, come on.
It's like somebody mentioned Fran Lebowitz. That's a great example.
Yes.
I think she's hilarious, and I think she's... I like to listen to her. I think she's funny. But my God, that is such a great example of someone who... And she travels because she does shows, and so she's a writer, comedian, you know, type person. And she travels, and I've heard her talk about her travels. She freaking hates leaving New York City, so she hates everything because she doesn't want to be around people. Yeah. She doesn't like hotels.
You shouldn't be in New York.
I know, dude. She cannot stop about New York. She will not shut up about New York City because it's the only thing she knows. It's the only thing she does and likes.
Yeah. And there are certain places that they will dig their heels in, and New York is certainly one of those. And at least the people from New York, you know, at least, like, there's some people that are like, with my gal, there's some people from Tokyo that feel that way. Like, but that's like, New York thinks that, like, they're like the biggest. Like, go to Tokyo sometimes, it makes New York City look so small. But the people from Tokyo will feel the same way. Like, this is the greatest, this is the epicenter of all society. You know, everyone from a major place like that. And New York, and I don't think there's probably another place, maybe Boston, that digs their heels in quite as much of we are the best and nothing else matters. Wouldn't you say New York and Boston? One and two
in
the U.S.?
That's two different archetypes. I feel like New York is way more proud of what they have going on than Well, really?
I think New York City Pride, Boston maybe more like sports pride and like dumb street fighting pride.
I don't think pride's not the right word. I think that...
I don't know. I think civic pride is for New Yorkers because I think they're proud of being from there, telling you they're from there, how great the place is.
Because, again, they've been told how great the city is. And it is a great city for so long that they're very boastful. Whereas Boston, I think, is so insecure about how much that city kind of sucks that and New York is, they always hear about how great New York is. Yeah. They kind of puff their chest out. They're like the insecure kid who's always kind of wanting to fight you because he's really a little baby inside and he's been wronged. And that's kind of Boston.
Yeah, I guess I've never met a more passionate person than the person from Boston. Like you said, and maybe that comes from a place of ignorance, but boy, New York person may laugh at you and spit at you and yell at you if you say someplace is better than New York. You're right. Boston person headbutts, but they want to fight you.
Yeah, and I think they're just insecure about, maybe not that. Maybe get out of your little Boston bubble, your little racist Boston bubble, you know?
Someone from Dorchester is the greatest place
on earth. You ever been to Bennigan's? You haven't even seen anything like this?
I don't know if this is racist, but it probably is.
You ever seen Bennigan's? You ain't seen nothing until you seen Bennigan's. And so there's a little bit of that on the East Coast, all up and down the East Coast. Why would you? I mean, there's everything's there.
Yes.
So you don't travel to the West. It's a long way out there. You certainly don't go to the Midwest. So you just, that's all you know.
Yeah.
And you think it's the best.
Yeah.
Maybe travel a little bit. Maybe get out, test yourself.
A little more open-minded.
Salina, Kansas.
A little bit more open-minded out here on the West Coast.
So it says, Seattle, topping our list, is a city more commonly associated with coffee and seafood. This Pacific Northwest hub has quietly developed into a paradise for pizza enthusiasts, performing well across all metrics in our study. Their rise in the pizza world stems from its thriving food culture and focus on locally sourced ingredients. See, that's the key. I think that's where these New York people get all stuffy about, the water in the BT. Dude, you come out west, farm-to-table type stuff, you know, the seafood, just like, I know it's different than the pizza there, but pizzas have become kind of regional, you know?
Yes.
And that's a good thing for the local cuisines.
Not from New York. Screw you. And that is great because the person from New York will insist that the $3.99 slice that you can get on, 52nd Avenue out of a window, they will insist that that's better than any artisan pizza that you can buy in Portland.
Exactly.
Like, what?
The city's culinary scene has influenced its pizzeria, where you'll find unique topping combinations and well-crafted crusts, from wood-fired Neapolitan-style pies to fusion pizzas. See, that's the other thing. It's like, all that stuff, New Yorker's going to thumb his nose at that.
Yeah, I don't need a fusion pizza.
No.
Why do I need that?
We do it right.
It's a good pizza. We do that.
You ever heard of a simple cheese and pepperoni?
Seattle offers a diverse and high-quality pizza experience that stands up to any traditional pizza capital. The city's strong showing in both ratings and quality indicates that its pizzerias aren't just numerous, but they're also delivering on taste. As a matter of fact, back in 2023, Motto Pizza... Maybe it's Moto, I think. I don't know. M-O-T-O.
Yeah.
In Seattle, their unusual Detroit-style pizza got so viral, they literally had a multi-month waiting list.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Now, number two on the list is Boston. Now, that's going to piss off New York.
Oh, 100%.
Guy.
They're not happy about that.
Portland is third.
Hey, look at us.
We come in third.
Okay.
And then we rated really high on interest and choice.
We do a lot.
Four is New York.
Okay. Yeah, New York right now, they piss on that list and say that the whole thing is dumb.
And San Diego is five. So it's really East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go, the closest or the highest rated Midwest city is Cleveland at number seven.
And can we also admit, too, that there's probably not much difference between one and four?
They all have
really good pizza.
Yeah, I think they're all stellar.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like how far down the list you go to be like,
No one in that. No one in any of those cities is hurting for quality pizza.
Because Chicago is nine.
Yes.
And that's good pizza.
And that's great pizza. Again, but not if that's your, if you don't like waiting an hour for, deep dish.
All right.
This guy says, I brought a friend from Georgia to a barbecue joint here in Salem, and he proceeded to thank me and then tell me that's the worst barbecue he's ever eaten. Of course. again.
Well, it might have been.
I guarantee that guy from Georgia went in just being like, this barbecue is going to suck because it's from Salem.
Yeah, for sure. But I will say, of all of the, you know, like coming out west, and you've traveled, you know, of all of the cuisines, if you were to, if I were to ask you.
I know
you,
where you're going.
Yeah, like which one, because pizza is killer.
Pizza's killer.
It's just killer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find top-notch of pretty much any cuisine in Portland. That's the beauty of Portland.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're obviously known for our farm-to-table and all that. But if you were to, if I were to ask you one cuisine that is just really kind of lacking, it's really hard to find the best places, it's probably barbecue.
There's two that I would say.
Not that there aren't good barbecue places.
No, but I think there is a lack of really good quality barbecue, and I think there's a lack of really good, authentic Chinese food.
100% with you on Chinese. It just isn't that good compared to other metropolitan cities.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. When you go, if you go up to Seattle, you can find, I mean, so many good, authentic.
San Francisco, too.
San Francisco, whether you want Szechuan, whether you want Cantonese. I mean, there is just some really, really top-notch, whether you want to spend a lot of money or whether you want to go to a hole in the wall in Chinatown. And there's some good places around here, but
it's way harder. Yeah,
I would say I think we lack in the number of barbecue joints, and I think we lack in the number of a really good authentic Asian cuisine.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about the Asian cuisine. I don't.
But see, I think we have a lot of good Thai, and I think we have some good Japanese.
We have great Thai food.
Yeah,
but not Chinese. I don't know about Korean.
I don't think we have a big. Our Asian community is not as robust as some of those other markets.
Yeah, but out west, like up, you know. Seattle and Vancouver. BC.
Yeah, when you go to Vancouver, British Columbia, they have one of the biggest Asian malls. I mean, think like the Lloyd Center on steroids, and it's all Asian. Every store is Asian. They have such a giant Asian influx. Same thing, go to Seattle, go to Chinatown. The San Francisco Chinatown, like, we don't have that. And so we just don't have the population that demands those food. You can go into San Francisco and you can go to just some absolute thing that you think you're going to get murdered. You go down some stairs, you go into a basement somewhere, and it's some dimly lit giant room, and there can be 200 people eating there, and there'll be one white person, and the rest of them all Asian, and sit
down.
It'll
be you.
And you are going to have the best Chinese food you've ever had. And we just don't, don't have that here in Portland.
Right there, hot food talk. For you bros and broettes out there, with a little dumping on the East Coast, which we always like to do. It's a great American pastime.
Suck it, New York.
Here's Buckley with SportsCenter. All right, just looking at TMZ. Saw some harrowing video.
Oh, yeah. You were playing it, and I was like, what the hell is that? It sounded like someone was being murdered.
They weren't.
No, but a dog could have been.
Yeah, Brittany Furlan, is that Tommy Lee's lady?
I don't know. She's some.
She's a hot.
She's a hot. Shocker.
Well, they got just like one of those, you know, ring cams on their pool.
Mm-hmm.
And their two little dogs are just hanging out poolside.
Yeah.
And a freaking coyote.
Middle of the day.
Jumps in. Yeah, right in the middle. She looks like, the morning. She's in a robe or something.
Yeah.
And
she comes over and snatches it.
Boy, that other dog is really lucky. There's two little dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, 15-pound dogs.
Get yourself a proper dog.
And the coyote runs after the first dog, and the first dog's like, oh, yes, I'm out of here.
Deuces.
And so then the coyote turns to the other dog, and the other dog's like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know.
And then he grabs the second dog.
Not the first dog running off like a coward instead of staying and helping its friend.
So then, man, that thing takes off with the dog, and the lady goes crazy. But apparently, and it's off camera, so you don't get to see this part of it, but apparently she went over the fence and took the dog out of the coyote's mouth.
I can't believe the she managed to, because once the coyote's over the fence, you figure that coyote would bolt off, but she said she managed to wrestle it away.
Crazy.
Maybe the dog was making it hard for the coyote and freaking out, I would assume. That dog was fighting for his life. And by the way, watching the video, can we say that dog didn't put up much of an effort?
Hero dog. Yeah. Well, what do you want the dog to do?
Well, I don't know. Like
the dog's screwed.
You ever try picking up a dog when it doesn't want to be picked up?
I've also seen those National Geographic videos where it's like the cheetahs hunting the gazelle, and once the gazelle finally realizes it's hooped, it just kind of cowers and takes it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a suicide attempt.
I really feel like that dog did not care for its own life. The other dog did. The other dog was like, yeah, I'm out. I was a little disappointed in that dog's effort.
Yeah, the other one looked like a little wiener dog.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of dog this one was.
Did you guys see the other viral clip of the Ring cam of the Amazon guy knocking himself out, leaving the house when he dropped off the package?
No.
He's like this long-haired bro, and he rings the doorbell, drops the package, and then he's almost like skipping off the porch, and he jumps, and he hits his head on a roof overhang, but it like clotheslines him, and so then he hits the back of his head on the cement when he lands, and he's just laying there. The people are home, so they like heard the doorbell ring, they come to get their package, and the Amazon guy is like rolling around in front of their door.
I just saw it.
They try to offer him help, apparently, and he's like, no, I'm good, even though he was like stumbling when he got up to walk. And
it's probably pretty embarrassing.
They didn't think it was probably safe for him to be around driving, delivering packages, so they called Amazon customer service to let him know.
Yeah, he was just doing a little happy.
He's all fired up to be doing his job, like, and then bang.
You know how you jump up and click your heels together like you're real happy? That's all he was doing. He's like, hey, but maybe I'm done for the day. There's my last package. Ah!
And down he goes. I shouldn't laugh at that because falling sucks.
Well, especially hitting your head that hard.
Yeah, like, but falling videos are always funny.
His head. Oof.
But it just goes to show you, if you do live in an area with coyotes, don't have small dogs. We have them in my neighborhood all the time now, coyotes, and dude, people's cats are disappearing left and right, and I hate to tell people, like, those cats ain't coming back.
Well, coyotes are everywhere. I mean,
yeah, man, they're all over.
We've seen them in our neighborhood. We live right in the middle of the city, and I've seen them running down the, particularly in the mornings, I've seen them running down the sidewalk.
I only see them at night. A lot of times when I'm driving home. I catch them in the headlights.
You know,
I'm assuming they're just roaming the golf course over by me.
Yeah, there's a coyote family that lives out at Langdon Farms.
Yeah.
And one of the bros out there on the
property?
The turf team. What do you call them?
Groundskeepers.
Yeah. He brings his dog with him. Which, by the way, great. It's a chocolate lab.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest life for a dog ever. I can imagine. That dog is out there every day.
Just cruises around, right?
He plays ball. The guy throws the ball for him, mm-hmm. but he just kind of runs around.
Kick ass.
He jumps on the back of
the gator.
Yeah, the gator when he needs to go to the next whatever he's doing.
That's a good boy living his best life.
I was talking to him one time. I said, hey, has that dog ever come face to face with that coyote? Because that coyote's out there all the time. We see it hunting out there in the field. And he was like, oh, yeah. He goes, there have been a few scary moments where I thought that dog needed to get out of there. And he did.
Really?
Yeah.
A lab?
It was a big dog, yeah. Yeah, bigger than the coyote. Well, I think what they say with coyotes is they ambush you, right? Like, there's one coyote, and then that coyote lures you in, and then the rest of them come charging out.
Yeah, it's like the wolf family thing. They try to hunt in packs when they can. Yeah. And
now you're in trouble.
They're not very big, so they need a couple of them to be effective.
Yeah, this coyote is not very big at all.
Yeah, my buddy that lives out on, like, he lives on 100 acres, he loses cats to the coyotes all the time, but the lab, he never worries about the lab.
They're eating the cats.
I guess my dog is only in my yard, but dude, my dog's like 140, 150 pounds. Like, I've never once thought about when we're walking out in the woods, because I always have him off leash. I've never once ever thought about some 25 or 30 pound coyote approaching my dog. But if I had a little one, absolutely. What? And the one that gets me in the neighborhood is we have the big, I don't know what kind of hawks they are. I'm assuming they're hawks, not eagles. But I see those things eating rabbits and cats all the time. And that thing is gnarly. Like, I mean, this is probably naive on my part, like a dumbass. I always assumed that the bird killed the animal before it started eating it. Wrong. There's times I'm out like cruising around out in walking my dog in the woods, or just even walking him on his leash. And it is alarming to see a cat or a rabbit alive as the bird rips it open. You're like, ew. But like, and then you're like, you don't want to intervene because I don't know.
They're eating the cats.
Well, I mean, save the animal's life.
Well, it's the, like, what am I? It's the bird. I don't even know if that's legal. I don't know. And plus, the animal already seems like it's screwed.
Throw a rock at it or something.
We'll execute the baby.
We just kind of look the other way and like, buddy, we should just keep walking. I see that all the time. And like, you know, if you got a dog that weighs 10 pounds, dude, that dog is victim weight.
They're eating the dogs.
They are. It's scary.
All right. We got to run. We will wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, we're going to turn it over to Hot Corner coming up next.
Talk about the Mets blowing this.
Yeah, the Mets are the Royals. The Mets are losing.
Yeah, it's going to be
Braves.
It's going to be a half game lead now over the Braves after this one with two more against Atlanta.
And the Royals have not scored a run in 9 innings against the Nationals.
That's not good.
They're so bad.
Yeah, they've lost 7 in a row. Come on. Are the Royals and the Mets both going to do this and like miss the playoffs by half a game?
I'll tell you this, if they both make it, there's your World Series.
Book it.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'll tell you you're wrong. The Mets aren't making the World Series.
Yeah, me too.
I feel pretty confident about that.
Yeah, my Royals aren't going anywhere. Yeah, yeah. But it's nice to see that they're good.
Yes.
They're in it.
Dude, after where the Mets were, like a quarter of the way through the season, the fact that we're even playing meaningful games at this point is kind of outstanding.
And hey, the Mariners are winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, they're not.
No, they're losing again.
Just like that.
Oh, wait.
It's 4-3.
Okay.
Strohs.
Weren't they up 4-1?
They were up 3-1.
3-1. Yeah.
It'd be hard to be up 4-1 and then down 4-3.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be tough.
That is a valid point.
You know. We're not a math show, though. People know that.
No.
Yeah, we're not a math show.
Don't ask us for those calculations.
You guys think we're a math show?
Take that for data.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. All right. Well, enjoy the baseball show. Hot Corner. Tell you what, Joe Fisher's got a nice new haircut.
He's looking all sharp and done up.
Yeah, he's got a mustache going on.
Nick Sirianni.
There's Patrick. Hey, he's got also that, with a mustache.
He's got that weird, like, what do you describe that? Where like the head is shaved along the back line.
Well, that's what the kids.
That's
do.
What the kids are into now.
Yeah, he's got
the high fade with the long top kind of a deal.
Does he look like a little Nazi-ish? Not you. I mean, am I wrong?
It's a bold statement.
I mean,
just walked out of Inglorious Bastards.
I'm not going to comment on that.
You see what I'm seeing, though?
Well, be careful with that mustache. Make sure it stays where it's at.
I'm just going to.
Well, he's eyeballing you, too.
Rob's a little thrown right now.
You have German descent?
I think it's Austrian. I think he's fine.
Did you hear what Patrick just said? Of course, there's no microphone about him, so he probably didn't.
He's a conquistador.
He said he's often confused with a conquistador.
That would be better than a Nazi, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the conquistador. I don't know if Joe's ever been called a Nazi before.
The conquistador and the Nazi up next.
It's more a Mussolini sort of thing with Joe. It's an Italian.
We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan. Good night.